Welcome to the Dr. DeMartini Show, where international author, teacher, speaker, and philosopher, Dr. John DeMartini shares his wisdom on how you can empower every area of your life. This is a shorter episode designed to help you maintain momentum in between the longer episodes. In today's episode, Dr. DeMartini shares his strategies on how you can start having more energy in your life. As an initial action step, Dr. DeMartini recommends you discover your unique values by heading over to his website at drdemartini.com/values. Enjoy the episode.
Have you ever gone through the day and noticed you had fluctuations in your energy level and wish you had a full energy all day long, steady? Or have you had a situation where you really wanted to do something, but you just didn't quite have the drive to go and push yourself to do it because your energy levels wasn't ideal? If that's the case, or if you know somebody that's having problems with energy, I'd like to share with you some tips that can help you in the energy levels. First of all, every human being lives by a set of priorities, a set of values. Whenever they're living in alignment congruently with their highest value, the energy level goes up. And whenever they're doing things that are lower on their values, the energy level goes down. That's every human being that does that. So you can see in your life when you're doing certain things, even if you're tired, you can wake right up and you go again. And other things, even if you're not tired, you can get tired even thinking about them. So the hierarchy of your values dictates your energy level. And if you're setting priorities and doing the highest priority things on a daily basis, you'll have more energy. In addition to that, when you're living by highest priority, you'll tend to eat to live, not live to eat. And many people who are not inspired by what they do, instead of just eating moderately, they tend to overeat. And they think that's going to compensate, and then they end up sluggish. Your blood sugar can go up and down, and if you eat too much, it can slug you. I think you've probably experienced that many times. And if you eat a lot of sweets, it can go rising up and spike and then crash. So eating moderately, sugar content, is crucial if you want to have steady energy levels. Making sure you don't overeat and making all your blood go out of your brain and down into your gut helps you maintain your energy levels. Making sure that you're doing prioritized activities every day. If you sit down and you prioritize your activities and do the highest priority things and find people to delegate lower priority actions, your energy level is going up. Chronic fatigue very commonly comes from trying to please too many people that are injecting their values on you and scattering yourself doing low priority things. But if you're automatically focused on the highest priority and do the one thing, Gary Keller wrote a book, The One Thing. It's a good book to read. But when there's one principle you could take home, and that is to ask yourself on a daily basis, what is the highest priority action I can be doing right now to help me fulfill what's most meaningful to me in my life? Then go get that done. Then after that, what's the highest priority action step I can do now to get that done? If you stay on the highest priority things, your energy level is going to go up. If you eat wisely, moderately, and low carbohydrate, sugary types foods, more proteinous foods, you're going to have more stable energy levels. And your vitality in life is directly proportionate to the vividness of your vision. If you're clear about what your mission is, clear about the vision you want to accomplish, your energy levels are going to be up. In fact, if you take somebody that's kind of down in energy and they're not feeling all that vital and ask them, where are you going? What's your mission? What are you doing? They're going to say, I don't know. But if you take somebody who's on fire and enthused and inspired by some mission, you're going to see the energy levels go up. You'll find the people that are leaders that take command and are living prioritized, they have way more energy than people that are just doing something they're unengaged in. Anytime you're in a job that you can't see how that activity or that duty is going to help you fulfill what your highest values are, it's going to drain you. And you're going to want to escape. You're going to want to go and eat. You're going to want to take alcohol or drugs or something to keep yourself going. That's a symptom of an unengaged, uninspired, and unprioritized life. So you want to basically ask, how specifically is whatever I'm doing on a daily basis help me fulfill my highest values? And if any way you can delegate something that's not highest in priority, delegate it and keep to high priority. But if you can't delegate it yet, link what you're doing to your highest values. Clarify what your vision is. Make sure you can see in your mind's eye the goals that you're striving for and shooting for. If you do, your energy levels go up. And make sure you don't live to eat, but you eat to live. You eat just enough, moderately. Not overeat, just enough to get maximum energy. And make sure that you're not sweating out. Those are the basic things of energy levels. Now, there's also some people, if they all of a sudden drink a lot of water and they breathe deeply, their energy level is going up. Eating late at night, heavy meals, falling asleep, almost guarantees low energy. But if you eat light at night, I'm going to say it again, light at night, not so light where you empty stomach when you go to bed because sometimes you can't sleep at all, but just light at night. I usually have a rule that if you eat a large meal 4 hours before you go to bed, moderate meal 3 hours, light meal 2 hours, snack 1 hour, that's a good rule. And what you'll do is you'll have more energy because that way your diaphragm, which is your energizer, your dynamo in your body, is able to freely move. And if it's stuffed because of full meal and they can't breathe all the way, your energy level is going to go down. Deep breathing can help your energy level. Keeping yourself poised and present and focused on priority is going to keep your energy levels up. Drinking a lot of water to keep the lubrication going and also makes you keep more of a redox balance in your chemistry helps your energy levels go up. But anyway, these are some of the things that I know if you apply those into your daily life, it can maintain a more stable energy. Many people, look at me, I'm going on 64 years old and I have more energy than most of the people half my age. And the reason being is because I do those things I just mentioned. I'm inspired by what I do. I keep to priorities. I delegate lower priority things. I eat moderately. I don't eat a lot of sweets. I make sure that I'm prioritized. I'm clear on my vision and I have a tremendous amount of energy. I do sometimes 18 and 20 hour days consistently. And that's because of that regime of life. So pay close attention, do an inventory of what's working and not working for you. There's other subtleties, but those exercises, those activities will help you. Also, when you exercise, it helps regulate your blood sugar. That also adds to your energy. So no harm in going for a walk and thinking about clearly what your vision is, prioritizing your day, thinking it out, delegating it. Stick to the things that have worked, and I assure you your energy levels go up. There's no reason why you can't have more energy, more vitality, and more activity, and produce more, achieve more, and feel fulfilled more simply by following those processes and actions I just mentioned.
And that brings us to the end of another episode. From here, Dr. DeMartini recommends you head over to drdemartini.com/values to discover and determine your values today. You'll also find an incredible amount of blogs, videos, research materials, online courses, and exactly how you can sign up for the breakthrough experience in your local city. We look forward to sharing more inspired insights with you on the next episode. Bye for now.